This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. And now on Hope Breakfast, it's time for a very short story. A Dog's Breakfast by Nicole Mannix.
Clean your room. It's like a dog's breakfast.
Oh boy. Was this how I was going to have to spend my weekend? I could think of one or two things I'd rather be doing. Better get to it. If I work quickly, maybe I can salvage some of my Saturday. I set to work. Picking up dirty clothes, packing away the scroll of texters on my desk, tossing out the million papers that seem to have accumulated. I work hard and soon it's looking pretty good. Job done. I emerge from my room, whistle for my dog, and start heading for the back door. Still time for a quick run around the park at least. Suddenly, a looming figure blocks the doorway.
Where do you think you're going? I told you to tidy your room.
It's done, I protest.
Really? All done?
All done.
Even the mess under your bed? Don't think I haven't noticed that.
Defeat. I trudge back to my bedroom. Lying on my tummy, I start pulling things out from under my bed. Clothes, books, something in a lunch bag I don't even want to know about. As I crawl further under, suddenly my hand drops and I feel a painful whack on my chin. A loose floorboard. I carefully feel the next one. It's loose too. Never noticed that before. My imagination starts to run wild. Was the previous owner of this house hiding something under there? Stolen gold? A treasure map? A tiny elf civilization? Okay, maybe that last one is pushing it. I crawl out from under the bed and grab my torch, then dive back under and carefully pull up the boards, expectantly waiting to uncover dirt. Just plain old dirt? Well, that's disappointing. I sweep the torch around one more time just to be sure, when I spot something white jutting out of the ground. I reach in and brush away the dirt around it. As more of the shape emerges, I realize with horror, I've found a bone, and it's a really big one. I keep digging, ignoring the pain in my back and neck as I squirm around, squished under the bed. Eventually, I manage to pull the bone loose, and it's the biggest bone I've ever seen. I shimmy out from under the bed, dragging the enormous bone. Mum! Dad! Come look what I found! Mum and Dad come at the sound of my yelling.
I shudder to think what you might have found in that mess.
Mum starts, but her jaw drops and her eyes widen when she sees the bone. Dad, on the other hand, goes straight to excitement level 100.
Call the police! Call the museum! Call the newspapers!
Eventually, he calms down enough to decide on the museum. We make the call. And within the hour, our house is swarming with archaeologists and surrounded by media vans. My bedroom is turned into a dig site as more and more bones are uncovered. I wonder if my bedroom will ever look the same. I'm interviewed by the paper and the news. I feel like a local hero. Soon, all the bones are carefully wrapped and loaded into a truck to head back to the museum. We follow along, eager to find out exactly what it is I've discovered. The museum staff work furiously, and soon, they've assembled a giant dinosaur skeleton. The museum director gushes.
This is an amazing discovery. Our very own local dinosaur. We seem to have the entire skeleton except for one missing toe bone. Would you mind if I headed back to your house to dig a little further?
So we do. Exhausted from all the excitement, I head out to the backyard for a bit of fresh air. And as I step outside, a smile widens on my face. I think I found your missing bone, I call, pointing at my dog who's sitting in the middle of the yard, happily chewing on the biggest bone he's ever seen. As everyone comes running, I turn to Mum with a smile and say, I guess you were right. My room really was a dog's breakfast.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.